Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Regarding the Holy Quran, the misconception I'd like to bring into discussion today relates to the blessings of reading Surah Alaq. Now, it is narrated in some of the tafaseer that of our Muslim Ummah, and the foremost among them is Al-Wasit of Al-Wahidi and the tafsir of Al-Salibi. The narrative is reported from Ubay ibn Ka'ab, who reported from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The text is exactly the same in both these books. However, there's a difference in the chain of narration. Now, as far as this text is concerned, the text of Al-Wahidi is, and of course, that of Al-Salibi is no different. Its words are, "Man qara'a surat al-alaq, u'tiya min al-ajr ka'annama qara'a al-mufassal kullah," which means that a person who recites Surah Alaq, he'll be given the reward equivalent to the reward of reading all the Mufassal Surahs, which of course in general are the Surahs which begin with Surah Qaf and ends on the last Surah of the Quran, which is Surah An-Nas. So this is what this narrative says. Now, as far as its chain of narration in Al-Wasit is concerned, it is marred by the fact that it contains two impugnant narrators and two very, very weak narrators. One of them is Harun ibn Kasir, who is called Majhul by Abu Hatim, and the other is Salam bin Sulaym al-Madaini. As far as Salam bin Sulaym al-Madaini is concerned, the comments recorded about him, I will just read them out to you, and they are from Hafiz Mizzi's Tahzib al-Kamal. Thus, Yahya ibn Ma'in at one place regards him to be laysa bishay, and at another place his words are Zarifun la yuktabu hadithuhu. And Muhammad bin Abdullah bin Ammar al-Musli says laysa bi hujja, that he cannot be adduced from. And Ibrahim bin Yaqub al-Juzjani says he's ghayr al-siqa, he's unreliable. Abu Zura'a and Abu Hatim regard him to be zarif. Imam Bukhari says that people have abandoned him, authorities have abandoned him. The words are tarakuhu. And Imam Nisa'i also regards him to be matruk, that he's abandoned. And at another place his words are laysa bi siqa wa la yuktabu hadithuhu, that he is unreliable and his narratives are not written. And Abul Qasim al-Bughwi says that Za'iful Hadith Chiddan, that he's extremely weak in matters of Hadith. And Abdul Rahman bin Yusuf bin Khiraj says that he's matruk, he has been abandoned. And at another place, his comments are Kazzab, that he's a liar. So on the basis of this data, Hafiz ibn Hajar has regarded this narrative from in Al-Wasit to be totally concocted and fabricated. Now, as far as the narrative is concerned, which is found in the surah, in the Tafsir of Al-Salibi, that also contains two very, very weak narrators. One of them is the same person as Harun ibn Kasir, who is regarded as Majhul by Abu Hatim. And the other one is Yusuf ibn Atiyah. Now, as far as Yusuf ibn Atiyah is concerned, the criticism which is recorded by Hafiz Mizzi in his Tahzib al-Kamal, I just read out that critique before you. Thus, Al-Juzjani says, La yuhmadu hadithu, that his narratives are not worthy of being praised. And Abu Zura, Abu Hatim and Dar Qutni say that he's za'iful hadith, he's weak in matters of hadith. Imam Bukhari regards him to be munkarul hadith, and Abu Dawud says, laysa bishay. And Imam Nisa'i says, he's matrukul hadith, wa laysa bisiqa, he has been abandoned in matters of hadith, and he's not at all reliable. And Abu Bashar ad-Dulabi says, he's matrukul hadith, and Ibn Hibban says that it is not permitted that he should be adduced from. So these are the comments of our Rijal authorities on Yusuf ibn Atiyah. And in the presence of these comments, of course, any narrative which is attributed to him, in which he is one of the narrators, of course, that cannot be depended upon. So all in all, we can say that this narrative is extremely weak, unreliable, and in the opinion of Hafiz ibn Hajar, the text found in Al-Wasit is concocted, is fabricated. So the best way, as I always say, to reap the blessings of a surah by reciting is to understand the message of that surah, to read it with a good translation if one does not understand Arabic. Similarly, to gauge its message and then to follow and act upon what it has for us. So this is the best way in which we can reap the blessings of a surah. As far as this narrative is concerned, it is totally weak and unreliable, and Muslims should totally abandon this narrative. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات.